for everybody out of the Shabbos. Go back for a second to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "I feel a megmanya legmanya." The Gemara explains there was there was one city in Eretz Yisrael, and the two halves of the city belonged to different hegmanyas, and because of that, so it wasn't the people didn't travel back and forth. It wasn't Eidim Mitzvah Lekaima, and therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel says you have to have b'fanenechtem, even though it's really one city. The fact that it's different hegmanyas. Requires b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Then this is a shaylia. And by the way, this is the Gemara's raya that Rabba isli deraba. But even though Rabba says that the reason why you have to have b'fanei nechta is because of lishma, but if that was the only reason, so then who cares if the two halves of the city in Eretz Yisrael don't talk to each other, but they both became lishma, they're both in Eretz Yisrael. So why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that you have to have a funny nechta, funny nechta? From that, the Gemara is mechiyach that alkochach Rabbi isle the Rabba. So there's a ha'ara. Taisus here, send that down in the base. The Mishnah says that in Eretz Yisrael, it's like this. In Chutz La'aretz, medina, in a Chutz La'aretz, you have to say a funny nechta, funny nechta. Because ain't anyone would see in the Kaiman. Even according to Ravu, who doesn't worry about Lishma. And the whole reason why you have to have a Fanenechtim is because ain't anyone would see in the Kaiman. But from one Medina to so it's not only from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, even within Chutz La'aretz, you could have, Chutz La'aretz is a big place, and you could have two different Medinas. You bring a get from China to India, you bring a get from New York to Mexico, you have to say Fanenechtim. But in Eretz Yisrael also has different Medinas. There's Yehuda, there's Golol, different Medinas within Eretz Yisrael as well. So the Mishnah says, in Eretz Yisrael itself, mi Medina le Medina, you don't have to say b'fanenechta. So the Gemara asks, why? If the rule is that mi Medina le Medina, it's ain't any Mitzvah Mekayma, because it's not Shoras Mitzvahs, Rashi and Dalet has a lashon that there's that mi Medina le Medina, we assume there's a Cherum, there's not free communication, it's not the open, there's a border and it's not open communication. So if mi medina le medina, there's a chayrim, there's a lack of communication, and from one medina to another in the chutz la'aretz you have to say b'fanenechtam. So why is Eretz Yisrael different? From one medina to another in Eretz Yisrael, you should also have to say b'fanenechtam. So the Gemara says that kevin dika oile regolim, since from all of Eretz Yisrael people are oile regol, so meila it's ainim mitzvah in the kaima. Fact the Gemara, that's good when the base of mikdash was chayim. What about Bezman Hazeh? I said, no, even Bezman Hazeh, since there are Bate Dinim Kfuim, since there's Bate Dinim in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, even though politically, Galil, Yehuda, maybe they don't talk to each other, but there's always the Bate Dinim are in communication. So Mela, there's it's going to be an again, Taisus also the Tepilah. So so therefore, all of Eretz Yisrael, there's this extra communication system. In other words, you go out in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Bate Dinim, out of Eretz Yisrael, you go to Chutz La'aretz, you don't have Bate Dinim Kfuim. So then we just look at the political map. If it's two different Medinois, so then people aren't necessarily traveling freely. But in Eretz Yisrael, even if there is a politically different spheres, but the fact that it's a system of Batei Dinim, that unites all of Eretz Yisrael, that it's all considered to be Eidim Mitzvah and Lekaima. So Meila, patient Abdalad asks, so what do I care in this year Achas? So you have two Egmonias. So two Egmonias, like it's like two Medinas, two political systems. There's a Cherem and Eim. But so what? We're talking in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that the two Egmonias were in Eretz Yisrael. Your Achas is in Eretz Yisrael. So if it's within Eretz Yisrael, I have this other circulation system of the Batei Dinim Kfuim. So what do I care that that it's two Egmonias? So Taisa says you have to say the two Egmonias is worse than Stam two Medinas. Stam two Medinas, so people don't go traveling freely. But the Batei Dinim communicate. Two Medinas in Eretz Yisrael. Yehud and Golol, let's say maybe it's different governors there. People don't travel so freely. But they didn't communicate. But when you have within one city, you have two Egmonias. So then they're very strict. If the two Egmonias in one city, if it's divided between two Egmonias, then apparently the two Egmonias are very strict about any kind of communication at all. I guess if not, if it wasn't for that, then the whole thing would break down. So Akoponim, so that overrides. So two hegemonias. Anyway, in Cheshmer Advarim, Taisus, it's a very small Taisus. It's towards the bottom of Dalim and Beishem. Makbidim Zel Zeh. V'cheim to do have a tvei mecheim to Yehuda v'Golol. The cheim between these two hegemonias is even greater than the cheim between Yehuda and Golol. The cheim between Yehuda and Golol, so people don't travel, they travel freely, but the Bodevinim communicate. But the cheirim between the two hegemonias in this Yachas Beretz Yisrael, even the Batidinim couldn't communicate. So Mele wasn't the Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaima. Right, that's the Tesis. So now, like this, the Ramban at the Suffolk. Does the Tanakhama argue with Rav Shimon Gamliel? This din of hegemonia legemonia. Does the Tanakhama argue? Suffolk and Ramban. So yesterday. Ramban and Dathay. Ramban doesn't explain the study of Sofet. But let's say Kipshutay, the Ramban's Mesupik, since in the Mishnah is presented as a statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Yesh Laimer, the Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to be in the parish of the Tanakhama. And Yesh Laimer, the Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue on the Tanakhama. And since the Tanakhama didn't say it, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to argue on the Tanakhama. And it's sad that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama. If the Tanakham is agreeing with Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to Mefarsh, I have nothing to say. Tanakham is the same as Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to that Sadim the Rabban, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing with the Tanakham, and the Tanakham argues in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Which means that the Tanakham holds that even though it's a very strong cherem, even mehegmonya lehegmonya, you do not have to say b'fan enechta b'fan enechta. So I have a suffix. Why does the Tanakhama argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel? Does the Tanakhama argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel because the Tanakhama holds that since the two halves of the city are smuchos, we know the Tanakhama holds mimedina lemedina, smuchos is more powerful than mimedina lemedina. Tanakhama holds smuchos and mavlois, you don't have to say b'fanenechta. So maybe the Tanakhama holds the same thing when you have an Yerachas. Maybe different Egemonias, but at the end of the day, it's Smuchos. And just like Smuchos overrides the issue of Mimedina Lamedina, according to the Tanakhama, that we anyway know. So maybe likewise, the Tanakhama holds that Smuchos, the two halves of the Medina of the city, this associates, the two halves are Smuchos. So maybe Smuchos overrides the fact that it's two Egemonias. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, maybe not. Maybe smuchis is not enough to overcome the hegemonia legemonia. After all, Taisa says hegemonia legemonia is a stronger shas cherim than medina lemedina. It's a stronger cherim than medina lemedina. And maybe the Tanakhama holds that the bote dinim kfuim overrides the problem of hegemonia legemonia. And which nekudah is the Tanakhama? In Rav Shimon Gamliel, I see a double chiddush that the strong cherim of these two hegemoniates, it overrides smuchas. Some Rav Shimon Gamliel holds from smuchas, which we don't even know. And number two, it overrides the batidinim kuim. And which nekunas the Tanakhama disagree? Does the Tanakhama disagree because he holds that smuchas overrides hegemonia legemonia? Or is the Tanakhama disagree? You know, maybe smuchas he agrees. Smuchas is not enough to override hegemonia legemonia. But batidinim kuim, maybe that's what overrides hegemonia legemonia. Not a lomish chakir, just a chakir of poshup shav. But there'll be an afkamina. What about a city like Akai? That's half Eretz Yisrael and half Chutz La'aretz. Taisa brings Yerushalmi, that Akai is half Eretz Yisrael and half Chutz La'aretz. And it's two different medinas. It's two different medinas. This is Eretz Yisrael, this is Chutz La'aretz. But it's not hegemonia lehegemonia. We don't find that Akri has necessarily this special cherem of hegemonia lehegemonia. The stomach Akri is like a regular to Medinas. According to Shimon Gamliel, somebody saw me here, it's hard to keep everything clear, but if we'll say that if there's a machlekes Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel, the nekuda that I want to get to, we don't have to do this. We don't have to grab every single possible permutation in all of these things. I want to get to one vart. If we'll say that the Tanakhama argues in Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's the part that I want to say. If we'll say Tanakhama argues in Rav Shimon Gamliel, and furthermore, if we'll say that the reason why the Tanakhama argues in Rav Shimon Gamliel is because he holds that Ir Achas overrides the Kepeda because Tanakhama holds. If we'll say that the Tanakhama holds is a special mila to Ir Achas, so then it will come out a beautiful thing. Rabbi Yehuda mentioned three cities. He gave three cities as the borders of Eretz Yisrael: Rechem, Akko, and Ashkelon. It would come out, I thought it was a nice thing of Shach, that each one of these cities instantiates, is an example of one of the cases that the Tanoim argued about earlier in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda is taking a stand on all three issues, because we had one machlekes early in the Mishnah about smuches. Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel say that smuches does not even fun an echta fun an echta. Sorry. Tanakama says that smuches is not even fun an echta fun an echta, and Rav Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel said no. Afa maybe min arekem min acheder. Even Rechem, which is Smuches, you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So Rechem is the case of Smuches. Rabbi Yehuda says Rechem kemizrach. Rechem is like chutzlars. So that means Rabbi Yehuda, on the issue of Rechem, which is Smuches, Rabbi Yehuda is taking a stand. He's passing like Rabban Gamliel, that Rechem is like chutzlars. Smuches is like chutzlars. Then Rabbi Yehuda gave an example, Ashkelon. Ashkelon with Dorim, but Ashkelon Kedorim, but Ashkelon is Chutzlarts. So Ashkelon, it's interesting, the Rambam, Perikud Aleph, Tumas Meis, Halochi Yedveis, says that Akkoi is Mufla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon. The Rambam says Ashkelon is Mufla in Eretz Yisrael. It's Chutzlarts, but it's Mufla in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. We don't know what the Mokka for the Rambam is, but as I stated, that's what it says in Rambam. Maybe it's Mokka from this Mishnah, but maybe this is how he read the Mishnah. So Ashkelon is an example of Mublois. Mublois is a machlekes of Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Yehuda is taking a stand in that as well, saying Ashkelon is kechutzlars. That means that I hold like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Gamliel. And by the way, it's very meduik in Rambam. The Rambam does not bring the halach of smuchas and Mublois at all. He says kechutzlars there. It's surely you have to say nechta by nechta. He doesn't say that there's an exception for smuchas and Mublois. Makes it sounds like he's passing like Rabbi Lezer. Why would the Rambam pass like Rabbi Lezer? Normally, halach is never like Rabbi Lezer. Lezer Shmusi. Why would the Rambam pass like Rabbi Lezer? Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel. Tanakhama holds even smuchas you don't have to say. Rabbi Gamliel says smuchas you have to say, but mublois you don't have to say. Rabbi Lezer said even mublois you have to say upon a nechta, upon a nechta. That's how the Rambam seems to pass. And the Rambam doesn't bring the din of smuchas and mublois at all. Why? I think the answer is because the Rambam says in the Perush Mishnayis beferish that halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. That halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe hagufa time, but why does Rambam pass like Rabbi Yehuda? But maybe also it's like a. I don't know, but the Rambam passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and since the Rambam himself holds that Ashkelon is Muvlas, and nonetheless Rabbi Yehuda said that Ashkelon is Kedorim, that Ashkelon is like Chutzlars, so Meir Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be Mechir like Rabbi Lezer on the issue of Muvlas that he's left to say upon a nechta, upon a nechta. So Meir, that's the Rambam passes, and then the third case of Rabbi Yehuda is Akkoi. What is Akkoi? Half Chutzlars and half Eretz Yisrael. Taisus says Mechikus and Taisus, but Taisus we're talking about the half of Akkoi that's Chutzlars. And we're saying you go from the half of Akkad that's Chutzlars to the half of Akkad that's Eretz Yisrael, so you have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, even though it's one city. which means that he's taking a stand in the Machlokes Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the story with one city? And he's passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even in one city you could have a requirement of a funny nechta, a funny nechta. Even in one city, if it's two Rishuyos, so then you don't have to say b'fanei. You have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. That's what Rabbi Huda is coming to be mechayev. Anyway, I thought it was a dov anon. Yes, let's go on in the middle. Fine. Then the last thing the Mishnah is, I maybe get Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Even mi medina le medina. Because what you do in makuyim, you don't have to say. So, of course, there's a downside. If you don't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, so what happens if the Baal comes in his mar, and he says that the get is mezuyif? Mail if you said b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, so you preempted the Baal. You gave the shliach has an emunah to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. Even if the Baal comes later in Ma'ar, the shliach was already mekayim the get. We'll see in the sugya spayrach how it works. But in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't require b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, why don't we require b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? Because einim mitzuyim lekayim. Lishma you don't have to worry about because it's Eretz Yisrael, they know about lishma. And einim mitzuyim lekayim, even from Yehuda l'gol, you don't have to worry about because einim mitzuyim lekayim, but to dinu makvim. So therefore, if the Baal will come, will be ma'ar, not the end of the world, we'll be able to come up with einim to be mekayim lechasim. So that's what the Mishnah says. Yesh olav ayrim mitzchayim bechaisman. Let's see. Rashi yesh olav ayrim shabal ma'ar shum mezuyif. If the Eidim will find the Eidim, they'll be made, that it's their Chasimus. Oy, Eidim Acherim Yakiru Chasimosom, or other Eidim will come and they'll be Makar the Chasimus. Two different ways to be Makayim Chasimus. So then, Mistoma Kosha, then that'll be good. It will be Makayim the Star and it'll be good. Doha Bekiyim Lishma. And Eretz Yisrael, they know about Lishma. Ve'edim mitzuyin tamid l'kayim, and edim amatzi l'kayim, k'daminu b'gemar, but edinim k'vim. Oh, it's an interesting thing. Rashi is addressing both problems. Lishma and Mizuyif. Those are the two issues. Rabba's issue and Rabba's issue. Yeah. According to Rabba, there's an issue of Lishma. And maybe the get's not Lishma. That's why we have a funny nechta, funny nechta. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to worry about it because they became Lishma. And then there's Rabba's issue of an Eidim Mitzuyin Lekayimah, that maybe the get is Mizuyif. That's a terrible. If the Baal will be Ma'ar, we'll be able to Mekayim the get. Eidim Mitzuyin Tom Lekayimah. There's an asymmetry here. When we're talking about Lishma, Rashi says, we don't have to worry that the get was Shalei Lishma. Mishtama was written Lishma. And Eretz Yisrael, Bekiyim, Mishtama was written Lishma. Rashi was talking on the level of, what's the emes? What's the truth? Is the get Lishma or is it not Lishma? The get comes in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it comes from Eretz Yisrael. Why aren't we worried that it's Shalei Lishma? Rashi, no, there became Lishma, Mishtama was written Lishma. On the other hand, when we're talking about Ziyuf, Rashi doesn't say Mishtama the gets not Mizuyuf. He says, if the Baal will come and will claim that it's Mizuyuf, we'll be able to Mekayim the get. If we're being totally symmetrical, then Rashi should say, we're not worried that it's Shalei Lishma, because Mishtama, they're Bekiyim, and it's written Lishma. And we're not worried that it's Mizuyif, because I guess Mishtama, even don't lie, it's not Mizuyif. Or, if you want to talk in terms of Ira Baal, so we can say, if the Baal be Ma'ar, that it's Mizuyif, it's Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. And if the Baal will come in Ma'ar, that was written Shalei Lishma, I don't know, maybe we'll find Eidim that was written Lishma. Rashi Sama divides it. When we're in the world of Lishma, Rashi talks in terms of the Emes. Mishtama was written Lishma. When they're in the world of Rava, of Ziyuf, so then Rashi talks about, if the Baal is Ma'ar, that is Mizuyuf, we'll be able to Mekayim the get. It's Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimah. There's a pshat over here. has roots, has shoshim. We'll start with Rava's chash about ziv. The concern that we have that the get is mezuyif. Rava's concern. The Baal's going to come and he's going to say that it's mezuyif, and therefore we need Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. From Chutz L'Aretz, it's not Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. And Eretz Yisrael is Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. What's the chash? Is the chash that we're afraid that the Baal is going to come with an era of, with a true era? An era that's emes? The Baal is going to come and say that it's mezuyif, and maybe it's taka mezuyif? Or is the chash that we're afraid maybe the Baal is going to come with an era of sheker and we might see lazim the get? And therefore, we want to forestall that by being mekayim the get. What are we worried about? Are we worried that emes that the get is mezuyif? Or are we, that we're not worried about? We assume we're complacent that the get is not mezuyif. It's probably not mezuyif. Most Edom are not mezayif the chasimus. Most people are not mezayif the chasimus. We're not really worried that the get is mezuyif. We're worried that the Baal is going to come with an era of sheker. He's going to claim that the get is mezuyif. And if the Baal claims that the get is mezuyif, he's going to have a right to make a dintar out of it. And we're going to have. But it's not that we really think that the get might be mezuyif. So which way do you think it is? Is the concern over here an era of sheker or an era of emes? This is the part of the alabes of the sukkah. So the Moshul, the Ran in the sugya, he's calling on the first Rashi, the Ran. But the Ran says, the second Rashi, about Shliach Elocha versus Shliach Chabola, which we're going to talk about soon, Mitzvah Shem. But the Ran says, for the Poshut, that the Shash, Rava's Shash, of Einin Mitzvah Lekaimai, is for an era of Sheker. We're afraid the Baal is going to come with an era of Sheker, and it'll be made to see Laz on the get. That's why we say B'chon Enech, B'chon Enech. The Ran explains that that's why by Rashi stressed that B'chon Enech, B'chon Enech is only by Shliach Eloch. Second Rashi. So Echa Shliach HaMevioi. V'Shliach Zeh HaBal, Asoi Shliach Lohi Locho. It's Mashan and Rashi that Shliach Kabbalah does not need to say B'chon Enech, B'chon Enech. The Ran explains what's the difference between Shliach Kabbalah and Shliach Eloch. Shliach Eloch, the Gershon hasn't happened yet. So the Baal might still want to make trouble. The Baal still in a mindset. It's a contentious divorce. And the Baal still is in a mindset that maybe he's going to torpedo it. So he's going to come with an era of sheker. So you have to say b'fon enechta, b'fon enechta. Shliach Kabbalah already is fait accompli. The gerushin already happened. The Baal already has gone on and he's building. Hopefully he has a life. So we're not so worried that the Baal now is going to come, wake up, and he's going to want to be ma'ar on the get. But that all assumes that our concern is for an era of sheker. If our concern was an era of emes, then it's taka mezuyif. The Baal never sent the get. So what does it matter? Shliach Kabbalah, Shliach Halacha. The get's mezuyif. The Baal was never a megarish. What do you mean the Baal went on and made a life? He hasn't even, he never made the gerushin. So, and the Ran says this preferes. The Ran says that the chash is for an era of sheker. We're afraid the Baal is going to make an era of sheker. And the era of sheker is also problematic because era of sheker we also have to worry about. It's going to be a laz in the get. So therefore, by Shliach Halacha, there's a chash era of sheker. By Shliach Kabbalah, there's no such era. But the Ran takes for granted that the chash over here is for an era that's not true, not for an era that is true. How does the Ran know? Maybe the chash is that it's taka mezuyif. Maybe the chash is not that the Baal is going to come with an era of sheker. Maybe the chash is the Baal is going to come with an era, and it's going to be an emes era that it's taka mezuyif. How does the Ran know that the chash of ziyuf, Shem Yovei Baal V'ar, is a chash of an era of sheker, not a chash for an era of emes? So the answer is, part of the answer is, everybody says, is that what was, the Ran took this for granted, because if Achshash was, the Baal's going to come with an era of Emes, so then why in Eretz Yisrael don't you have to say, v'fana nechta, v'fana nechta? What did it help in Eretz Yisrael, Edim ha-Mitzuyin l'kaimah? But if we're afraid that the get is taka mezuyuf, then Edim, all Edim ha-Mitzuyin l'kaimah in the world is not going to help us, the get's taka mezuyuf. In other words, like this, to say if we're concerned that the Baal is going to be ma'ar with an era of emes, then that's equivalent to saying, to say that we're afraid the Baal is going to come with an era of ziyuf, and the era of ziyuf is true, is the exact same thing as being choshish that the get is takam ziyuf. I mean, statistically, it's the same thing. You know, if there's a 50% chance that the Baal is going to come with an era that's true, that's the same thing as saying that there's a 50% chance that the get really is mezuyif. Right? If the get's not mezuyif, then the year of the Baal is a sheker. If the year of the Baal is emes, then forget the year of the Baal, the get is taka mezuyif. So if the chash was that the Baal is going to come with an ear of Ziyuf, and the ear of Ziyuf is true, that means that we're being chayshish, not just that the Baal is going to be ma'ar, that we're really being chayshish that the get really is mezuyuf. But if we're chayshish that the get really is mezuyuf, then what's the difference here at Yisrael l'chutzlarts? What does it help that it's Eidim Mitzuyin l'kaimai? All Eidim Mitzuyin l'kaimai in the world doesn't help if the get is mezuyuf. Yeah, the get's mezuyuf, it's Eidim Mitzuyin to discover that it's mezuyuf. We can find, the Eidim are right here, and we'll ask them and say, no, it's not us. From the fact that in Eretz Yisrael we're not chayshish and we let the get go through, it's muchuch that we really are not afraid that the get is mezuyuf. We don't think that the get is mezuyuf. We're only afraid that Baal's going to come in and it's going to be ma'ar b'sheker. So that we can say in Eretz Yisrael, we're not worried the Baal's going to be ma'ar b'sheker. If the Baal will come in and be ma'ar b'sheker, that's not a problem. We'll be able to deal with the sheker because we'll have Eidim Mitzuyin l'kaimai and we'll be able to disprove the sheker. So therefore, says the Ran, this is the pastus, if anybody holds otherwise, it's all of Lovey right. The pastus is that Rava's chash of Ziyuf, that maybe the Baal will come in Ma'ara, and therefore we have to have a Fanenechtam, except in Eretz Yisrael, it's Mitzuyin L'kaimai. It's so that chash is a chash of ear of Sheker. The Baal is going to be Ma'ara B'Sheker, and it'll be Mitzuyin Lazim again. That's as far as Rava's concerned. What about Rava's concern? Rabbi has a different set of concerns. Maybe the get is written shalei lishma. In chutz l'aretz they're not bekiyim lishma. Maybe the get was written lishma. In Eretz Yisrael they're bekiyim lishma. That's not a concern at all. But in chutz l'aretz where they're not bekiyim lishma, so maybe the get is written shalei lishma. There already it's not so clear. Is that a chash that we really have? That we're really afraid that the get was written shalei lishma? It's not that we're afraid the Baal's going to come and say that it was shalei lishma. We're really afraid that the get was written shalei lishma. Maybe that also we're not really afraid. We're not really afraid that the get was written shalei lishma, even from chutzlaretz. Gemara says that the emes in chutzlaretz tam safri the dini are migmigmir. Even in chutzlaretz, the people in the bate dinim they most likely do know about lishma. Maybe not the hamaynam, but the people who write gittin know about lishma. It's a chashash rochi. So maybe even in chutzlaretz, the chashash of shalei lishma is only a chashash of an ear of sheker. So this is machlekes Rashi and Tosis in the basim and beis beferish. Rashi in the basim and beis. When he explains Rabbah's chash of shalei lishma, so Rabbi Rashi says, "Rabbonu da'atzich." The last Rashi, "Rabbonu da'atzich lemeches lemilso." Even though stam safed the dain imig megmiri, but Rabbonu were master to be chayshish mishum the ikod the asker kosev oemed. It could happen. Yeah, the people who write gittin don't know about lishma, but the Baal doesn't know about lishma. Maybe you'll find a get that was thrown away. And a kosev aymish and nichtol shemechav nei irish shmeikishmei v'shmakishmei v'nim lachem umilagarish. So even though the people who write get to know to write lishma, but the Baal might find a get that was written for somebody else, and he doesn't know about lishma. So this is chash. So shmashman certainly mashman Rashi that this is an emes chash. We are taka chayshish. Maybe the get was written shalei lishma. And Taisus is chaylik. Taisus says that Rabbanu the Atzrich the Baal and Taisus. Pirish Bekuntis, Nudika, the Asker Chosav Aymed, and so on. Anyway, we're not going to do the Tyson side. But Tyson is Chelik and Rashi, and Tyson says, no, we're not really Chayshish for the. We're not Chayshish for this at all. We're afraid the Baal's going to come with an ear of Sheker that it was written Shalalish. In Eretz Yisrael, the Baal's not even going to say it, because it's not a plausible thing. But in Chutz Lares, the Baal will come with an ear of Sheker and say that it was written Shalalish, and it'll be Maitzi Lazan again. So we have a Chaykh Rashi and Tyson. So it comes out according to Rashi, Rab and Rav attack are not symmetrical. According to Rava, that the chash is that it's a chash ziyuf, so that can only be a chash of an ear of sheker, because otherwise in Eretz Yisrael would have to be chayshish. So I'll call Rava's chash of that maybe the get is mizuyif is a chash of ear habal, ain't in a mizuyin l'kaimah. But Rava's chash on the other end of shalei lishma, that maybe the get was written shalei lishma, that's not a chash of an ear of sheker, that's a chash that maybe be'emes it shalei lishma. So and Tosfos Chaylik Tosfos know everything is only a ear of sheker. All the chashes, both Rava and Rava, it's only a chash of an ear of sheker. So very good. Rashi here, Lashitosi, Rashi Nechrami. Rashi presents it to Rav and Rava. In Eretz Yisrael, how does it work in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav and according to Rava? And it's taka different. According to Rava, we're worried about the Emes. In Chutz Loretz, the Emes. Maybe the get was written, Shalei Lishma, the Baal doesn't know about Lishma. But in Eretz Yisrael, we're not worried about it because they're Bekiyim Lishma. Mashenkin, according to Rava, we're not worried the get really is Mezuyah. That we're for sure not concerned about. That maybe the get's Mezuyah. We're only worried about maybe the Baal is going to come with an ear of Sheker and say that it's Mezuyah. In Chutz Loretz, that's going to be a problem, because if the Baal shows up and says that it's Mezuyah, we're not going to be able to contradict him. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not a problem. The Baal will say that it's Mezuyah. we'll dig a bait and we'll show that we'll be able to show up that the Baal is lying. So maybe this is time packer to talk about that round a little bit. So Rashi's in at the beginning. So Hashliach Hamviu Leimar, Hashliach Hamviu, he has to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, the time of first begamar, the Shliach Zeh HaBaal, so Shliach Leiloch. Zot the Ram. Rashi's at pains to tell me it's a Shliach Leiloch and not a Shliach Kabbalah. Why is it dinner for the Nechtam only by Shliach Leiloch and not by Shliach Kabbalah? Zot the Ram. Says the Ran, what I told you before, that the whole Shas is only an Eruv Shefer. We're really only worried about an Eruv Shefer. The Baal Bimetzi lies on the Gersh. So when it's a Shliach HaLocha, the Gersh hasn't happened yet, we're still in the middle of the proceedings, so then we're afraid the Baal is going to change his mind, he's going to have second thoughts, and he's going to come and he's going to make all kinds of Eruvim of Shefer. Shliach Kabbalah means the Ger should already happen. The Shliach is only bringing the Ger that the Isha should have it as a Raya. But the Ger in itself is already a matter of it's history. So the Baal gave the Ger to the Shliach Kabbalah. The Ger was finished. So now the Baal went on. We're not really afraid the Baal's going to turn around now after the divorce already went through. And it's going to come and be Ara and the Ger. And therefore there's no need for Bavan and Echtu, Bavan and Echtu. And the Ran points to Gemara of Kabbalah and Amidalef. Very important Gemara for us. Stories like this. The Mishnah says that if a woman brings her own get from Chutz La'aretz, she has to say b'fan inechtu, b'fan inechtu. And she's neman to say b'fan inechtu, b'fan inechtu. Frek the Gemara, Chavdal and Ralef. It's about the two dots, about a quarter of the way down. The last word on the line. Frek the Gemara, Isha, mechimote gitol yodu igrishula. What do you mean? How could a woman bring a get, and the gerushin hasn't happened yet? Like, how could she be a shliach halacha? If a woman brought a get, that means she was makabel again in chutz la'aretz. If she was makabel again in chutz la'aretz, the gerushin already happened. So why is she saying b'fan inechta, b'fan inechta? My answer is that it's a complicated case. That he gave her the get, and he said to her, I'm giving you the get, but don't, you know, I'm not being megarish yet. I'm giving the get to be a shliach halacha, and to bring it to based in Pliny. And then, when you get to based in Pliny, you'll give it to somebody else, and he'll give you the get, and that'll be the gerish. And you know, because there's a way to set up a case where she's a shliach halacha. That's when she says b'fan inechta, b'fan inechta. But the Gemara takes for granted that if she's just bringing a get that she received from chutz la'aretz, then there's no point to her saying b'fan inechta, b'fan inechta. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Why not? Maybe it's mezuyah. Maybe the Baal say that it's mezuyah. So what does Rashi over there say? If she wants to, she could, even if she'll burn the get up, she's already megureshes. The get is no longer affecting the gerushin. The gerushin already happened. She's only bringing the get, she only needs to show us the get to prove that she's a megureshes, but not for the chalais of the gerushin itself. So why does she have to say b'fan? What the lomelo? What's the point of her saying b'fan inechtav? Halav shliachi. She's not a shliach. So then, Mr. Machlekes Rishonim, how do you understand what's pshat in the Gemara and how to understand pshat in Rashi? The Gemara itself is two ways to understand. One way to understand the Gemara, and this is the way the Ram understands the Gemara, and this is the way the Ram understands Rashi. That the Gemara is saying she doesn't need to say b'fan inechta, b'fan inechta. The gerushin is over. Once the gerushin is over, she can come with. Once the gerushin is finished, she had the get in chutz la'aretz, so she can come with the get, and she doesn't need to say. There's no need for b'fan inechta, b'fan inechta. And on that, the Ran asks, "What do you mean? Why not? How do we know? Maybe it's mezuyif. Maybe the Baal come and say that it's mezuyif." So that explains we're only worried about the year of sheker, and here where the gerushin already happened and the Baal's already gone on with his life, so we're not afraid of an year of sheker. And this is the Ran's mocha. This is the Ran explains. That a Shliach Kabbalah is the same as Isha herself. The Gershon already happened. Mechimot the Gitta Liyodei, when the Shliach Kabbalah got the Get, Igor Shalom. So there's no need for B'fan Enechta. That's how the Ran understands the Gemara, and he understands that's what Rashi is saying as well. The lama lalaim, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. She's only coming with the get l'raya, but the get should already happen. So what need is there for b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta? Says the Rav, this is the mocha for Rashi, that a shliach Kabbalah does not need to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta, and that's the shad in the Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rivosh in the Simon Shin Pehe, the Rinsh Pshad and Rashi, just exactly the opposite. That the Gemara is saying, Isha Mechimot Gita Liyod Igushala, doesn't mean that she doesn't need to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. What's the alternative? What does it mean? What would you guess? What's the alternative? Pshat and Gemara. What?
She can't.
She can't. It doesn't help. Not that she doesn't need. Avada, we need to have a Kiyam, maybe the Baal come in Mar. But what the Gemara is saying is, Isha Mechimot Gita Liyod Igushala, it doesn't help for her to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. Because the whole nemonis of b'fani nechta was only given to a shliach. So as long as she's a shliach, she still has nemonis of b'fani nechta. But if she's not a shliach anymore, then she doesn't have this special nemonis of b'fani nechta, and you have to have eidim. And that's the Gemara saying, isha mechimot to get to the other gush. If a woman shows up with a get, she needs to be mekayim the get. Not only can she not get married on the basis of the get itself without b'fani nechta b'fani nechta, but b'fani nechta b'fani nechta isn't even enough. Because she's not a shliach, she doesn't have that nemonis. So the paket of shat mingmar, and the Ran learns that the Rivosh rather learns that that's what Rashi is saying. B'lom l'loim b'fani nechta b'fani nechta doesn't mean why does she need to say it? It means what's the point of her saying it? It's pointless because it's not going to help anyway. She's not a shliach. And then the lashon of Rashi sounds, I think, more like the Ran. If I'm taking sides right, but I'll put it machlekes the Ran and the Rivosh. I don't understand shat and Rashi. Then is lefi the Rivosh. It's also good Rashi by us. Rashi, but he also says it's with the mission only coming to shliach halacha, not a shliach kabbalah. It also makes sense, except that it's just all the other way around. The mission is talking about a shliach halacha, but a shliach kabbalah, since the geirushin already happened, and he's not a shliach for the geirushin, he doesn't have the nemonis of b'fani nechta, and it won't help for him to say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. However, you learn pshat in the Gemara Chavdalet, and however you learn pshat in the Rashi in Chavdalet, that will then impinge on how you understand pshat in the Rashi. So either way, it comes out that only shliach halacha says b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. The shliach kabbalah is like the issue itself. The gerush should already happen. So either it's not necessary to say b'fani nechta, like the Ran understood Rashi, or it's not. Or conversely, maybe it's not. It doesn't help. It's not sufficient to say b'fani nechta, because if you're not a shliach, you don't have the special nemonis. Then Mr. Machlekes is the Ram and the Rabbit also in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis. The Ram says that if a woman brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, she does not need to say b'fani nechta. She can just get married without any further ado. And the Ravid says, no, you have to have Kiyum Aget. What do you mean? You have to have Kiyum Aget. How do you let a woman get married without Kiyum Aget? It's my Mr. Machlekes, the Ran and the Rivosh. And the Ravid is a Dover HaKosha, not for now, but just to know, the Ravid is mashmo that if a woman brings a get, it's not enough to say before the Nechta, before the Nechta. You have to be Mekayim the get. Right. As far as it goes, that's like the Rivosh. But the Ravid is L'chayr Mashma. L'chayr Madan, if it's truly so, but the Ravid L'chayr Mashma, that is true even in Eretz Yisrael. Even if a woman brings the get in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mechayim the get. That's hard to understand. Why should that be? A Shliach Elocha brings the get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to be Mechayim the get. We assume it's not Metzuyah, and it'll be problems. It's Metzuyah L'chayimah. So if a woman brings, male if a woman brings the get from Chutz Loretz, we're afraid the Baal's going to come and be Ma'ar. So then I understand the Rivosh. I understand the view that the Baal might come and be Ma'ara, and it's not any Mitzvah in the Kaimai. And B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, you don't have. So then she can't get married on the basis of such a get. But in Eretz Yisrael, where Shliach HaLocha, where it's any Mitzvah in the Kaimai, and a Shliach HaLocha does not need to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, so if a woman herself brings the get in Eretz Yisrael, why should a woman herself be worse than a Shliach HaLocha? So that's a Shver Ravid. That's a Shver Ravid, but we're going to put that on the side, and some say that that's not what the Ravid means. Take a look inside. But Kaponim, as far as Pshatim, Moin Chavdalid. Moin Chavdalid is when a person is bringing a get from Chutzlars. A person is bringing a get from Chutzlars, we're afraid the Baal is going to come, and it's Eidei Nimitzi in the Kaim. We do have to worry about Ziyuf. So what's the Pshatim Gemara? Gemara says, Yishim Yechimot Nimit Gitol Yod Yigasha. Is the Gemara saying, since it's only a year of Sheker, Leran learns, since it's only a year of Sheker, we're not afraid that the Baal is going to show up? So there's no need for B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. And the Rivosh learns, Pshatim Rashi, and Pshatim Gemara, that the Gemara is saying the other way around. We're still afraid the Baal's going to come and be Ma'ar. We're afraid the Baal's going to come and be Ma'ar. And the Sheker maybe, but we're afraid the Baal's going to come and be Ma'ar. They don't have the Svarah that he's already gone on with his life. Maybe he hasn't gone on with his life. He's going to come even after the Gerishin is coming. He's going to come and he's going to be Ma'ara. And it's not going to help the Seba Fonenefta, because since she's not a Shliach, she doesn't have the Nemodus. They were Maimon the Shliach. They weren't Maimon somebody who's not a Shliach. They were Maimon the Shliach who's coming to make the Gerishin. But if she's not a shliach, then she doesn't have that amonis. So the Gemara is saying, "Chimot to get to the old digashos doesn't help to save one nechta. You have to have kiyum mamish." The truth is, the lashon of Rashi, and in Yonenu, what I want to focus on is we have two pshat numerich of dal. Never mind the difficult drive that Eretz Yisrael. We'll worry about some other time. Right now, what I wanted to at the forefront of our attention is just two ways to learn the Gemara in Chavdal. Isha mechimot gitel yoda igigashu. A woman comes from Chutzlaretz, she has a get. Hoshet, the case is she already was migureshes from Chutzlaretz. Frankly, the Gemara, there's no reason for a befani nechta. There's no point to befani nechta, befani nechta. And the Mishnah that says that she does say befani nechta must be told in a very strange case, which is a shliach halacha, because it was a whole tnai. But in a regular case, a woman comes, shows up with a get. She comes from Chutz Laaretz. She shows up with a get. She does not need to say b'fanu. There's no point to b'fanu nechta, b'fanu nechta. The Ran understands that the Rivash understands it to mean doesn't help to say b'fanu nechta. The Ran understands it to mean there's no need for b'fanu nechta, b'fanu nechta. And the Ran says a hezmer, because when the gerishin has already happened, we're not afraid that the baal will be ma'ar. That's an isha mechimotik itel yodei gershulo. The gerishin already happened. The gerishin already happened. You think the baal's been ma'ar if the gerishin already happened? Very far fetched. There's no need for b'fanu nechta, b'fanu nechta. Then this is the lashon of Rashi in Chavdalid. On the one hand, as far as Pshat and Gemara is concerned, it sounds, I think the Rashi is mashma more like the Ran, that it doesn't, there's no need for b'fanu nechta. Not that it doesn't help, like the Rivash. But on the other hand, in the Hasboras Hadvarim, why is there no need for b'fanu nechta, b'fanu nechta? It doesn't sound to me so much that Rashi is saying like the Ran. Because if Rashi was saying like the Ran, then Rashi, the ikkud that needs to be said, Rashi doesn't say. And the thing that Rashi says at length, achara didn't need to be said. The main thing that Rashi is to say is, isha mechimot gitel yoda igor shelo, is that since the gerishin already happened, the baal is not going to be ma'ar. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi talks about the get itself, is the get being poil the gerishin is only l'raya. So Rashi says, isha mechimot gitel yoda igor shelo, if she'll burn up the get, she'll still be megureshes. But she's only bringing the get l'raya. I mean, she's not bringing the get as an instrument of gerishin. The gerishin already happened. She's only bringing the get. Every get, stop. Very important to get to. A get has a dual role. The get is the instrument of the krisus. It makes the gerishin. But the get is also a staraya, that the gerishin happened. So Rashi's saying over here, if she already was megureshes in Chutz Laaretz, the role of the get as a krisus is finished. The get could be, we don't need the get as a krisus. The get could be gone, and she would still be megureshes. We only need the get as a raya. So Rashi says, because we only need the get as a raya, so why does she have to say, b'fanu nechta, b'fanu nechta? She's not a shliach. Meaning she's not the shliach to make the krisus. There's a whole arichas here in Rashi that doesn't seem to be min ha'inyan. The point is not that the get is not a krisus, and if the get would be a raya, but we would be afraid the baal will show up in mimar, then you would still need to be funny nechta, funny nechta. I mean, if we're afraid the baal's going to, the Ran says, we're not afraid, because he's already moved on to the next chapter. But if we were afraid the baal would show up with an ear, then it would be a problem for the shtar raya too. So the nekud here is not, is it a shtar krisus, or are we using the get for the krisus, or are we using the get for the raya? The point over here is, are we afraid the baal's going to show up one day, one fine morning, or are we not afraid the baal's going to show up? That's what Rashi should be talking about. Rashi put that. That's not what Rashi talks about. B'chal. He talks about what's the get doing? Is the get doing a krisus? So you need b'fanu. Then the shliach has to say b'fanu nechta, b'fanu nechta. If the krisus already happened, she's not coming for the shliach to make the krisus. She's not the shliach to make the krisus. The get is coming l'raya. Get is coming l'raya. Then you don't have to say b'fanu nechta. My hi, what's going on? So there's what? Nochem said about. He said that El Moli the Ran, and it could be this is the Psalm of Rashi. I don't remember right now if Rashi, if Anochim said it in Rashi, or he just said it as an alternative to the Ran on its own, standing on its own legs. He said, L'chayra, Different shot in the Gemara and Chavdal altogether. Why, once the Gerishin happened, there's no Refani Nechta, Refani Nechta? Because he said like this, Yesh Lachta. Refani Nechta, Refani Nechta is a Takana. It has reasons to Takana, but the Maisa is a Takana. What's the nature of the Takana? Is the nature of the Takana, the Din of Refani Nechta, Refani Nechta, is it a Halacha in the nemanus of the shtar? We don't believe the shtar is a good shtar without pavan and after pavan and after. I mean, that's the pashup shot. We're suspicious that the shtar is not a good get, or if the Baal's going to say it's not a good get, so we need to prove that it's a good get. It's a halacha in the we have to satisfy based on that the shtar is a good shtar. Or is it a halacha in the maisa krisus itself? That Chazal built into the protocol of giving a get that you have to say before nechta, before nechta. And if it's not built into the protocol, then it's not cool that you were megarish kedin. So, even though that's a chiddush, the pastor is the first time. It's not a thing. We're afraid the get's no good. So you have to even kaim the get before nechta, before we allow it to happen, before we use it for whatever we want to use it. But Rav Nochum brought a raya from the Gemara Mufreshes. The Gemara says in Daf Hei Amud Beis that if the shliach gave the get and he did not say b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam, so Rav Meir said that if she marries, the vlad is a mamzer. And Chacham disagreed. Chacham said, no, just give it again. And you say b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam. More than I've had the bottom payment base. Maybe get Medina Siaman and Sonny Love, Loy Amalab of Hanenecto Fanenectum. Now, here's the important part. Frek the Gemara, Vramayer, Mishun Loy Amal Fanenecto Fanenectum, Yaisi Vlad Mamser. Just because she didn't say, the Steer didn't say before Nechto Fanenectum, the Vlad is a Mamser. Rashi explains, "B'tmiyo, v'get koshu b'fanim nechta u'mishum toli omer habi avlad mamzer." You have no pshat in this gemara. How do we know that? How do we know that it was b'fanim nechta? What does he mean? Rashi says it's b'tmiyo. What do you? Gemara asks, "Why is the lot of mamzer?" So Rashi explains, "Why is the lot of mamzer? Just because he didn't say it was b'fanim nechta, but it was b'fanim nechta. How do you know that it was? If he doesn't say, how do you know that it was?" For some, a pashat pshat is it means he says that it was b'fanim nechta, but he didn't say it when he gave the get. So Chum said, not the end of the world. He could say, give the get again and say it again. But the mayor says, no, it doesn't help to say it afterwards. You have to say it for Shasta Gershon. Frank the Gemara, why? Why? What does it matter that he didn't say it? Says the Gemara, Ramei L'tamei. Ramei L'tamei. The Omer Avnunim Shmei, the Ula Oymar Yomer, Kol Mishanim Yimad Be'er Shem Tov L'Chacham Begit Yosef L'Avan Mamzer. The mayor said, if you give a get and you Mishanim the formula the Chacham were Misakin, so then the get's no good. Even though it's only the Rabbanon. But even in the Rabbanon, it has a chaymer that if you give a get and you mishanet from the things that Rabbanon required in the giving of a get, so the kid is a mamzer. Even though minatara, it's a good get. In the Rabbanon, the kid is a mamzer. So Sheto, it says in this Gemara, al-Khara, that the saying of b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam is part of the procedure of giving the get. If it wasn't part of the procedure of giving the get, what does that have to do with Rameir of a mishanet and b'yesh tovah chachamim? May I saying if you give a get and you don't follow the procedure, then the get is the gerishin is possible. Chayes mufurish in this Gemara that saying b'fanenechtam according to a mayor is part of the procedure of the gerishin. Ad kerekah that if you don't say it, the vlad is the mamza, because it's called your mishanim b'beis tovah chachamim. And the mashmoyis of the Gemara is also that chachamim agree that you're mishanim b'beis tovah chachamim. They just don't think that makes the kid into a mamza. They don't think Chum was so machmir in the Matbeish Tovah Chachamim that if you don't follow Matbeish Tovah Chachamim, the kid is a mamzer. But it doesn't sound in the Gemara that there's a machoikas, otherwise it would be just Ramei L'Tameh. It sounds in the Gemara that everybody agrees. You're a Mishanah Matbeish Tovah Chachamim. Does that make the kid a mamzer? That's Ramei L'Tameh, and Chachamim don't agree. So, said Nochum, you see in this Gemara that the halacha b'fanenechta, it's not just a question of nemanus. If just the nishna of nemanus, was it gerit? Is it get mezuyif? Is not mezuyif? So we could establish that later. The kid wouldn't be mad. You could say that later. That could be established. But Rameir says it's part of the protocol of giving the get. And if you give the get without fanenechta b'fanenechta, it means you were mishan in the protocol of giving a get. That's how they made the takana. They made the tshuva. A lot of Chazal's agenda was because they're afraid the get is mezuyif. But the way they built the takana is that they put it into the protocol of giving the get. Giving the get has halachas. How you have to give a get. Not make up a karak and so on. There's halachas how you give a get. So midrabbanan, there's another halacha. You give a get from chutzlor. It's part of the procedure. They have to say b'fanenechtam. And if you don't do it, then it's lacking in the procedure. Said Rav Nochum, if that's the way they built the takana, so yesh mokum leimar, that if the gerushin already happened, in Chutz Loretz, the case of Gershon already happened in Chutz Loretz, and now she's only bringing the get, she, or the Shliach Kabbalah, she's only bringing the get L'Raya Ba'alma. So then it's not B'chlal L'Takana. The Takana was that the Maisi Gershon has to have B'fanenechta. So that's when we're doing a Maisi Gershon, here in Eretz Yisrael. The get comes from Chutz Loretz, but the Maisi Gershon hasn't happened. The Maisi Gershon has to be with B'fanenechta. But if a get came, the Maisi Gershon was in Chutz Loretz. Chutz Loretz is for sure no dinner B'fanenechta. You bring a get from Flatbush to Borough Park, you don't have to say b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. You have to, Basin has to make sure that it's good, but it's mitzvah l'kaimah and l'shma, they'll have to take care of l'shma, but there's no takana b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. So the gershon happened in the chutzlars, it didn't need b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. Now the get's coming to Eretz Yisrael as a raya ba'alma. The chashash might still be there, but that's not the chashash is anyway only the rabbanon, and the klayach the rabbanon, the way they made the takana, like every takana has reasons why they made it. But once they made the takana has rules, and it has a structure. And the structure of the takana is that it's part of the Maisei Gerushin. So if it's part of the Maisei Gerushin, so that's if the Gerushin is happening now, but if the Gerushin already happened in Chutz Loretz, and the get now is only a Shtar Raya Ba'alma, so then there's no mokum for the takana, b'fanenechta. So Nochem said, maybe that would be, that's not what the Ran says, but that could be pshat be'etzim, and that sounds more like Rashi. That's what Rashi is stressing. This is not a get that's making a crease. This is a get that's coming L'Raya Ba'alma. A get that's coming L'Raya Ba'alma, there's no takana b'fanenechta b'fanenechta. The takana b'fanenechta b'fanenechta was a get where you're making a gerushin. When you're making a gerushin, you have to say b'fanenechta b'fanenechta. So what about the Ran? Said Rav Nochum, a koch that the Ran holds, that although it's taka meduik in the Gemara, that the fanenechta fanenechnim is a din in the Maisei Gerushin, it's part of the matbei of the Maisei Gerushin. But the Ran assumed that it's not only halacha in the Maisei Gerushin; it's also halacha in the Maisei Gerushin. And if you don't do it, you're mishanim beish tovah chachamim. And according to Meir, that's a big problem because it's going to be avlad mamzer. But besides that, it's also even in a shtar raya, even when the get is only coming l'raya, but be'etzem, but it's both. It's part of the Maisei Gerushin, but it's also part of the nemanus of the get. And if you don't say b'fanenechta b'fanenechta, then we don't believe that the get is kosher, or at least we're afraid the Baal's going to come and say that the get's not kosher, and we have to be chayshish for that. So Isha asks him why michimotu yitil yodah. So Rana say a different shot in the Gemara Chavdal, because we're not afraid the Baal's going to come because he's already moved on. But this lumdah shabshat that Nochum wanted to say that the Rana apparently holds that there's two different halachas in b'fanenechta b'fanenechta. Nochum went further and he said the Rana is the shittosa because. Ran says over there in that paper, that's the about the if you didn't say b'fanenechta b'fanenechta, what happens? So the Gemara says, according to Rameir, the Vlad is a mamzer. But according to Chachamim, there's an Eitzah, Yitnenu v'yachzav Yitnenu la. And you say b'fanenechta the second time around. So that's a little bit complicated. What's that second time around? You have to give the get again and say b'fanenechta b'fanai nechtam. So. Why do you have to give the get a second time? Why not just say b'fanenechta b'fanenechta? According to Rameir, you have to say it the first time. Otherwise, you're mishanim b'yesh tovah chachamim, and there's no etzah, there's no takonim. But according to chachamim, not there in the You didn't say b'fanenechta, and the kid is not a matzah. But you still have to say b'fanenechta. So you take the get back and you give it again. Why take the get back and give it again? Just say b'fanenechta. This is a machlekes rishonim. How to understand pshat in the Gemara? Some rishonim learn that you have to take the get back and give it again. Not mitzad the gerishim. The gerishim was fine. Mitzad the shliach. The shliach only has an emunas when he looks like a shliach. Tezrit says that over there. Another rishonim. You have to look like a shliach. If he doesn't, he has to present the appearance of a shliach. Otherwise, it's a special emunas for an erechot. Otherwise, he'd be an erechot. Chazal gave normally he's an erechot. The Gemara's going to talk about it even. How does it work? It's an erechot. Erechot's not named over here. So the Gemara says, but here they were maim in the shliach, for whatever reasons. They were maim in the shliach. We have to be a shliach. So you have to give the get again so that you should look like a shliach, and that's enough to keep you the nemanus upon an echt and upon an echt. That's one way to learn. The other way you're trying to learn that it's because of the Maisa Gerishim. The first Maisa Gerishim was not so good. The first Maisa Gerishim was faulty. So you have to do a new Maisa Gerishim. That's why you have to save upon the nechto upon the nechto. That's why you have to give the get again. No, it's in the chanami. According to a mayor, the first it's beyond recovery. That's the thing. A mayor holds can't fix it. Chum say you could fix it, but you have to fix it. You have to do a new maisa gerish. That's the machlekes yishayim. Again, it's not so much our sugi right now, but the Ran over there says a more complicated thing. The Ran over there says that. The Ran over there says he says like this. He says, if you were to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta without giving the get again, if the shliach would say b'fan anechta without giving the get again, the kid would not be a mamzer. But she would not be allowed to get married. If you don't say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta, what the Ran says, it's kama chilukidin. If you don't say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta at all, the kid is a mamzer. It's a chiddush, even though we're only afraid of a year of sheker. I don't know, but my status is we would have to consider the kid to be a mamzer. So you have to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. But as far as that's concerned, you can say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta without giving the get again. No, it's the nemonis of b'fan anechta b'fan anechta does not need the giving of the get. to be machshir the vlad, you could say b'fan anechta without giving the get again. Well, he's learning that you could have the nemonis of b'fan anechta without giving the get again. So why do you have to give the get again? He says for the het and the sun, for us to be matir lehinose, you have to have a gerishin. You have to have a gerishin. Won't make the kid a mamzer because it's not only a derabana. But to be matir lehinose, you have to have a gerishin that was done with the right protocol. And the right protocol is to say b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. There's a lot of details here, and it belongs more to the Gemara Daf Hey. There's no point in learning the Gemara Daf Hey all the way right now. But what Rav Nochum points out is that you see clearly in the Ran that the Ran is working with the sake of two dinim in b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. There's one din in the nemonis. That I don't think the get is kosher if I don't have b'fan anechta b'fan anechta, and that's the get to the vlad. But for that, you don't use. But that doesn't need to be b'shas nesina. That could help you. You could say b'fan anechta even after the nesina. The nemonis you'll have. But then there's another halacha that the ma'isa gerishin has to be with b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. Rav Meir holds that if you don't do it right the first time, you can't recover it. And Chacham say. And also Avlad Mamzer, which Chacham wouldn't say that Avlad Mamzer. And Chacham say that the Vlad's never a Mamzer for that. The Vlad is never a Mamzer because of that. As long as he said before the Nechta, with or without in the scene, the Vlad's not a Mamzer. They never have the that the Rabbanu will make the kid into a Mamzer. But besides that, the Rabbanu hold that. But for the Het and the Su'un, you have to have a propagation, and a propagation is to the Fun and Nechta, Fun and Nechta. Anyway, Bekitzer, that's what the Rav Nochum wants to put together in the Ran. That the Ran holds the Shitos, there's two halachas in b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. So mainly when the Ran came to the Moichad Dalet, it wasn't enough for him to say this Lam de Shavardar Nochums. That, you know, here the Gershon already happened, so there's no b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta for the protocol of the Gershon. It already happened in Chutzlar. It's only a get that's coming L'raya, so there's no need for b'fan anechta, b'fan anechta. For the Ran, that wasn't enough. It might be true as far as it goes, but it's not enough. Because there's another halacha b'fan anechta according to the Ran that just to be maim in the get, even the raya, we can't be maim in the get without b'fan anechta. Without b'fan anechta, the kid is a mamzer. So in Mela we have to. So why is Shtir Kabbalah any different? Why is Isha Atzma any different? So Rana has to say Nusvar that we're only afraid to get his mezuyah when we're afraid the Baal's going to come with an ear of sheker. So then we have to be afraid. Maybe the Baal's going to come and he's going to be Arab sheker. So we have to forestall that. So you have to have a funny nechta. But Isha when the gets a fait accompli, the negation already happened in Chuslaritz and it's only coming now the raya like by Isha Atzma or like by Shtir Kabbalah. Then we're not afraid the Baal's going to come maybe Ma'ar, and maybe we don't have to have a funny nechta even the raya. That's the run. The Kitzad run. Let's make a sikum. What do we see over here in this? What do we see over here? Shita's Rashi. Maybe it's really Kamadi Gemara. Is that the din of Mechon and Nechtov and Nechtov is only by Shtir Chelocha, not by Shtir Kabbalah? The Ran explains, because you have more Chav Dalet, that Isha Atzma HaMevi is Gita, and she's only bringing the Get L'Raya. She doesn't, there's no Mechon and Nechtov and Nechtov. So Shtir Kabbalah is like Isha Atzma. What's the difference? Isha Atzma, there's no Mechon and Nechtov and Nechtov, because Mechimota Gita L'Yoda Igor Shelo. So Shtir Kabbalah is exactly the same thing. Mechimota Gita L'Yoda Igor Shelo. So Mimela, just like it says in the Gemara Chavdalet, that there's no b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta by Isha Atzma, there's no b'fanei nechta by a Shliach Kabbalah. Okay, that's straightforward. What's Pshat in Gemara Chavdalet? We have almost like it's the Ran and the Rivash. How to understand the Rashi over there also. Is the Gemara in Chavdalet saying that if Isha Atzma, if she brings a get, it's not necessary to say b'fanei nechta, or doesn't help to say b'fanei nechta? That's Machlaikas. The Rivash learns it doesn't help to say b'fanei nechta. She's not a shliach. The Nemban is only for a shliach. And the same thing with shliach habol. And the Ran learns that it means it's not necessary to say b'fanei nechta. A shliach kabbalah or an isha atzma, they don't need to say b'fanei nechta. That's a Rashi. That's lafi. That second malach. The Rashi and the way the Ran understands Rashi. That Isha Atzma, she doesn't need to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. Why should that be so? At the end of the day, maybe the gets mezuyah, maybe the Baal's going to say that the get is mezuyah. But why does an Isha Atzma not need to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam? So Rav Nochum wanted to say alam l'shavar. The Chayyim is very meduyik in the Lashonis of Rashi that the din of b'fanei nechtam is halacha. Even though the reason is because we're afraid the Baal will be mara, but l'maisa, the way they made the takana was they built it into the protocol of the gerush. Into the matbeah, like the Mercy and the payment base. It's part of the matbeah of the Gershon. So Mela, the takon only makes sense by Shliach Elocha, where the Gershon is happening b'faneinu. So the Gershon has to happen with the b'fanei nechta. But by Anisha Asman, where the Gershon already happened, the Get's not coming here for a Christus, it's just coming for a Raya. So with the matbeah, Shetova Chacham already happened in Chutz Laaretz. So Mela, there's no mokum for the takon of b'fanei nechta. That's what Nochum wanted to say. Chayav Shat, maybe it could be Shat in the right. It's very meduyik in the Lashonis of Rashi and Chavdala and Amadala. That's what Rashi is stressing. When the get's coming, Lekrisus, it's here to be Kairis, you need to find a Nechta, find a Nechta. But when the get is only coming, Leraya, the Krisus is already in the past. It's not happening now. So then there's no reason for it. There's no Takona of Befana Nechta, but Befana Nechta. Kachaya Ef Shalayma. The Ran does not say that. The Ran has a fancier or more. The Ran says a different shot. The Ran says, because once the Gershon already happened, we're not afraid the Baal's going to show up. The whole Shas is an Ir of Sheker. That's a given. That the Shash of Ziyaf is a Shash of an Ir of Sheker. Otherwise, in Eretz Yisrael, we also have to be Chayshu this Mezuyah. Why only worry from Chutz Laaretz? The answer is, we're not really afraid to get some Mezuyah. In Eretz Yisrael, we're not afraid. We'll be Mekayim the Get. If need be, we'll be Mekayim the Get. We don't think we're not going to find Eidikim because it's Mezuyah. A lot of the emphasis is that it's Kosher. But a Get comes from Chutz Laaretz. We're afraid of an Ir of Sheker. The Baal will come with an Ir of Sheker. And once he's in Ma'ar, we're going to have to deal with it. Once he's Ma'ar, we will have to take it seriously, but we're not afraid that he's going to come with an ear of Emes. We're afraid he's going to come with an ear of Sheker. And that concern that the Baal is going to come with an ear of Sheker is only when the Gershon hasn't happened yet. Once the Gershon has happened, the Baal's moved on. We don't think, at least we're not afraid. They weren't misakin to be afraid that the Baal's going to come and be Ma'ar. That's the Ran. That's how the Ran understands the Gemara Chavdalet. The Chorus in Rashi, it's not so much in the way, but that's how the Ran understands. And I'm not going to explain it, that the Ran agrees. That the b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechem is part of the protocol, the matbei of the maisa gerushin, but the Ran holds that's not all that it is. It's part of the matbei of the maisa gerushin. Yes, that's true, but and that's why you have to be chayzim and oisim l'moshim. because you have to have a gersh and kibin with the b'mon and nechta b'mon and nechta. But it's also part of the nemanus of the get. And the nafkamina is, if you're not chayze v'noisin, it's not a good maisa gersh and she can't get married. But if she did get married, the vlad's not a mamzer. But if she doesn't, if he doesn't even say b'mon and nechta b'mon and nechta, then the vlad is a mamzer. So you see that it's two things. It's halok and the maisa gersh, and then we have protim chayze v'noisin, not chayze v'noisin. That belongs more to daf hey. Does it help to be chayze v'noisin or not, and so on? But a kapana besides the halok of the Maisa Gerishin, which is what's precipitating all the Chayzim and Isins, is also a loch in the Nemanus of the Get. So therefore, the Ranun came to Chabdalik. Wasn't enough for him to say the Maisa Gerishin already happened. Okay, but what about the Nemanus? So Ranun has to say this other word, that when the husband himself comes with the Get, then we're not afraid of, if the husband himself comes with the Get, I'm sorry, if the Gerishin already happened, we're not afraid the husband's going to come and be Imar. The husband's already Mutah. Just mention one more thing, Chasam Sefer Zakasha. He has a kasha in the Ran. He says, like this. Comes out, according to the Ran, the way the Ran reads Rashi, that how come the din of b'fanei nechta is only by shtich halacha, not by shtich kabbalah? Because we're only really afraid of an era of sheker. We're not afraid of an era of emes. And the Baal is only going to come with an era of sheker if the gerishin is not yet done. But if the gerishin is already done, he's not going to come with an ear of sheker. Ask the Chasam Sofer. That's good like Rava. If you hold like Rava, then that makes sense. We're only afraid of an ear of sheker, and after the gerishin is already faded completely, the Baal's not going to come. We're not afraid the Baal's going to come with an ear. What if you hold like Rava, that the concern is Lishma? And Shitas Rashi, we saw in the Bezim and Beis, is that that's not a concern of an ear of sheker. That's a concern that we ourselves have. We're really afraid that the get was written Shalei Lishma. Taisus is not the way we saw the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus and Beis and Beis. But Shitas Rashi, Iran is trying to impute to say Pshat Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that according to Rabba, the Shash of Shalei Lishma is not only a Shash of an era of Sheker, it's a Shash Be'emes. We're really afraid that the get was written Shalei Lishma. So according to Rabba, is there any reason to Mechalat Nishliach Elokh and Nishliach Kabbalah? What's the difference? The whole difference is only according to Rava, who holds that it's a shashiv of sheker, and if the Baal's already finished with the gerishin and the Baal's already moved on with his life, we're not afraid he's going to come up with an ear of sheker. But if the shash is that we're afraid that be'emes the get was written shalei l'shma, because in chutz lords they're not bekiyim l'shma, and maybe it was ashkach shmei k'shmei and shma k'shmei and so on. So what's the difference if it's a shliach halacha or shliach kabbalah? So the charid should come out that according to Rava, a get that comes from chutz lords with the shliach kabbalah or isha atzma for that matter should have to have b'fanei nechta. So how come the Gemara that Beis and Beis says ma'ika ben Rabba l'Rava? What's the nafkamina between Rabba and Rava? And then we have three nafkaminas. We'll see. Why did the Gemara say a fourth nafkamina? Shliach kabbalah or isha atzma? According to Rava, shliach kabbalah or isha atzma, they don't have to say b'fanei nechta. We're in chavdalah because we're not afraid of an era of sheker. But according to Rabba, that we're afraid be'emes to get is written shalei l'shma. So even a shliach kabbalah should have to say b'fanei nechta. Okay, we'll leave it with that. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, maybe we'll talk about this Chasam Sofer for a few minutes next time, but I want to go on to do the Taisus in top places, maybe just for 5 minutes, and then the next thing I want to talk about really very close is the Taisus of Ashkel and Kedar, the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael. Okay.